Fourth paragraph of Megillah Mishnah Yud. Maisa Ruven Nikra Veloy Metagim. The Maisa of Ruven that he switched around the beds of his father. We read it in the Torah, but we don't translate it for the simple people, because it's not covered for Ruven. Maisa Tama Nikra Metagim. But the Maisa with Tama is translated, because the Maisa, even though Yehuda did something that didn't look so proper, but the fact that it was Moida at the end shows the greatness of Yehuda, which is Haida, as we know, is the essence of Klal Yisrael. That's why we're called Jew, Lashon Moida. Yeah. Maise Egel Rishon Nikra Metagim. The first recounting of the Egel in the Torah is written, as read and also translated, Rashen Nikra Veloy Metagim. The second time it's written in the Torah, when Aaron said it over to back to Moshe after said the Egel, it's not translated. Why? Because it says V'yotza Egel Azeh. It's mashma from the words of the Torah that happened by itself, which is like giving a certain amount of credence to the Egel. We don't want people to get confused that there was something there. Bechaz Kainim, Maisa David V'Amnon Loi Nikruim V'Loi Mitalgimim. We don't read them, we don't translate them. Why do we not read the Bechaz Kainim? Because it says, Yisa Hashem Pano Ve'lecho. Hashem should look at you favorably, which sounds like this favoritism by Hashem. The Gemara says that it's not true, because we go out of our way to even make Bechaz HaMazon on a small amount, even if we're not fully satiated, and we show our appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that automatically, Midah Keneged Midah, arouses a Midah of Nesias Panim to us. But it's not something that happens by itself. Yeah, and Maisa Tovid Va'amnoin is also not translated, because there's a vizayin of David in this parasha that happened. Ein maftir b'merkova. We do not say after in the maise merkova, which is Kabbalistic ideas, not matim for the general public. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda permits it, and that's what we paskin. That everybody will understand what he understands, and what they don't understand, they won't understand. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ein Maftirin Behoides Yishalayim. We don't say Haftarim from Yecheskel Hoides Yishalayim. Why? Because it also has some implications of the Bizayin of Klal Yisrael. There's something wrong with the way we started off, and that is not something we want. Other Rabbi Kriya Taira is L'Chaleide Shal Taira, Mechabel the Taira, Mechabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael. We have just finished Maseches Megillah.